You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
That's what that verse is saying. It's powerful. And if you ever grabbed it, if you ever grabbed it, that he took the crown of thorns and put it on his head that the earth was producing back in Genesis chapter 3, and he laid it on his own son. So you don't have to have the thorn. Now we see the solution to the thorns and thistles message, which was never preached. So you have a whole lot of people afraid of sin, but they don't know the substitute and what God can do as a result of your sin.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Capacity. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
All that our master was while here on this earth, all that he walked in while here on this earth, all that he did. Now, this is a major statement here. Everything that Jesus did, DNA of that is inside of us if we have his spirit. Was Jesus an overcomer? Was Jesus a winner? Was Jesus victorious? Even on the cross, he was victorious. Did Jesus heal and deliver? Did Jesus have oil in his life? Did he have enough oil even if he didn't do it physically? If they touched him, would he heal? You mean to tell me that kind of power is in us? That kind of power is in a healthy spirit that's been recreated in the image of God? Yes. Say it with me. All things are possible to them which believe. Even now, there's a churning in the spirit that's going on. A stirring up of your gifts, your tangible gifts, your spiritual gifts, your talents, so you can employ them and activate them. So I need you to engage so you can get the impartation. GP, are you with me? Y'all didn't finish it. Oh yeah, we having what? And we ain't what? So let me try it again. GP, are you with me? All right, all right. Now we're moving. Now we're moving. Oh, yeah. Let me try it again. GP, are you with me? All right, good. Good. That's good. That's good. Your spirit should possess the attributes of a winner. Oh, yeah. We're in the church and we're not going anywhere. If we move as the church, what does the world have as a solution? If we don't have hope, how can we preach hope? Glory to God. If we don't believe that God has given us the ability to reach beyond the break, where is the world? We're the ones that possess the winning spirit. We have the Imago Dei inside of us. The life of God. Thank you, Jesus. And before you put your confidence in what you can do, remember your spirit is superior to what you can do. That's why we have to build our spirit up in the Holy Ghost. So when tough times come, we can kick it in because it possesses all that our master was, all that he walked in, all that he did while on this earth, and all that he is doing still through his church. Let me decree it and declare it. You are a champion spirit. Say, I am a champion spirit. Now notice you're three parts. Your body, that's what everybody see here. And we usually want that to look good on a Sunday morning. But how well does our spirit look? If we can take a portrait with our iPhones of your spirit, what would it look like? Would it be twisted? Would it be crippled? Would it be laying in ICU? Has it had any food lately? And it's not just the food that you rub on your lips. It's the food that goes into your soul, into your spirit, and helps it to grow. It's the food that you step out on and act on. Not just hear, but to be a doer of that word. What has kept me moving forward in life? Listen, if it wasn't for the word of God, I wouldn't be here. There's no way that I can carry the burdens of life without Jesus. I don't know how people make it without him. Honestly, I don't. After getting inside and knowing who Jesus is, I don't know how in the world sometimes we're able to get through and to do what he's called us to do. He has to give us grace. There is a black and there is a white. And then there is a grace period. Black, some people are black, some people are white, and there is grace area. Thank you, Jesus. If you're a black or a white person, you just either see highs and lows, and you don't see that there's a grace area. Glory to God. A grace area that helps us to get through. Some of us are dependent on our own will to get through, but we got to, nevertheless, not mine. But thine be done. That's when your gifts really start kicking in. It's when you say, nevertheless, not mine, but thine be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Write down capacity. It is the power to learn. It is the power to learn or retain. I would say and retain knowledge. The power to learn and retain knowledge. That is mental and spiritual ability. Capacity is the power to learn and retain knowledge. Mental and spiritual ability. Think about it in a spiritual sense. We're talking about containers. And content. Usually the content is greater than the container. Usually the content is greater than the container. But I want you to think about this now. It is the power to learn. Capacity. So if I'm teaching this lesson and you're not grasping it, that means capacity isn't right. Or either I'm not skilled enough to break it down to where everybody can get it. That's why I'm not trying to preach philosophically or as an angel, because if I have the tongue of men and of angels and you can't understand it. In other words, I'm throwing it out, but nobody's grasping it. I'm not even touching capacity. I'm just soaring and you're amazed. You're enthralled with the way I whine and build and speak and share and talk. And you just move like that, but there's no pouring inside of you. Then we haven't touched capacity, because it is the power to learn and to retain the knowledge. So it's not just about a fire hose type message every Sunday. It's about making sure we're plugged in and I'm able to pump it in, glory to God, so your capacity can be realized. You learn and you retain. You learn and you retain. Here's the enemy. He hits you on Monday. Glory to God. After you got a word. Because he knows if you can learn it and retain it, you will feed your spirit. So he hits you with a trial. Glory to God. To knock out what you know. Oh, Jesus. so it won't take root. Because if he can keep your spirit from growing, oh, you can grow intellectually with the word. There are people who own drugs that can outpreach me. But it's not about what you can speak. It's about what you can learn and retain and apply. Glory to God. The power to learn and to retain. Glory to God. Mental and spiritual ability. Mental and spiritual. A lot of times we say only the spirit is what God is after. But if your mental is gone, we're going to miss spirit. And so there's an academic side of God too. Not just spirit. Because some people are so spiritual, there's no earthly good. And there's some people so earthly, they can't even tap into nothing spiritual. We need grace. We need balance. Thank you, God. So we need a mental capacity. I speak to it intellectually, that you would comprehend with all saints the breadth, the width, the length, and the height of God. That you would comprehend, the scriptures say, with all saints, not with some, but with all saints, the highs and the lows, the depth, the width, the length, and the height of God, and to know his love that pass understanding. That you may comprehend. When I pray, often I say, when I pray, Father, think through my mind, speak through these lips of clay as an oracle. Go before this word and prepare us with ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. That you may comprehend with all saints the breadth, the width, the length, and the height of his love. That's dimensional love. Some of us will only know linear love, which is human love. But we got to know depth of love, height, the dimensions of it in God, which is greater. That capacity to tap into that can only be realized through your spirit. You will never understand it naturally because we only know the love that's tangible. Glory to God. But there's a love beyond that in God. And his love should be feeding us. Can somebody say amen? Are y'all with me? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like that? You're engaged? Oh, okay. Everybody's like looking like, is he all right? Is he gone? Is he? I am gone. Mental. Don't ever think God don't want your mental. His thoughts are superior, but he loves it. Tell you how much he loves it. Solomon is a young child and he said, God, listen, my daddy passed this over to me, but I don't know what I'm doing. So give me wisdom. Now this didn't come from his spirit. This came from his intellect, his mental. He said, I don't know what I'm doing. And I want you to give me wisdom to handle this task that you've given me. And the scripture says, his request pleased God. God loves it when you think. Glory to God. There's a time when your thoughts should end and your faith should kick in, but he loves it when you reason. When the scripture says it, he wants you to believe it now. But you're supposed to comprehend with all saints. You're supposed to be like the Bereans who receive the word with all readiness, but searched it out to see if what was preached is so. Glory to God. When we first got saved, we were enthralled with the preacher. The anointing was so great, it just overshadowed us. And we were crying during the sermon. But as you grow, you start realizing some of the things you were shouting over, when you really get to it, it's like, I was just a baby, right? I was shouting over that, but that's not really what that meant. I remember a message that my leader preached years ago, thorns and thistles. That's what he said, thorns and thistles. Here's the caveat, sin brings. But there was no remedy to the message. That's all, thorns and thistles. Everybody was shouting, my God. Okay, what is the solution? Okay, what is the solution? Yes, thorns and thistles sin brings, and the earth shall now. That's what he said. Genesis chapter 3. And the earth shall now bring forth thorns and thistles. But what did they put on his head? A crown of what? A crown of thorns, right? But why did they choose a thorn? He's taking the curse of the earth and showing you the remedy that on him, he will lay it all on him. The most powerful verse in the Bible, the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 5 and verse 21. And he had made him sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. That's the most powerful verse, man, you could ever imagine. And he had made him sin for us. The righteous one, no sin at all. He had made him to be sin. In other words, all that you ever did, he made it. He laid it all on the righteous one, that he may impart all of his righteousness unto you. That's what that verse is saying. It's powerful. And if you ever grabbed it, if you ever grabbed it, that he took the crown of thorns and put it on his head that the earth was producing back in Genesis chapter 3, and he laid it on his own son. So you don't have to have the thorn. Now we see the solution to the thorns and thistles message, which was never preached. So you have a whole lot of people afraid of sin, but they don't know the substitute and what God can do as a result of your sin. Amen. You need to use your mind. God wants to use your mind. Unfortunately, when we start getting education, our thoughts start picking up pride and we don't need God anymore. Paul said, knowledge puffs up. Certain things I don't do. Oh no. Knowledge puffs up, but it's love that charity edifies. So don't get so knowledgeable that you don't know how to show love. Or you critique every little detail. Don't let your intellect get in the way. Can somebody say amen? God is going to stir up mental capacity for you to comprehend with all saints the breadth, the width, the length, and the height. Number two, your spiritual capacity is going to be stirred, and your gifting. You will possess a strong spirit. You're going to discover your gift, but you're going to also employ your gift. It needs to be activated by the laying on of hands. It will happen today. Not only will you have spiritual capacity and gifting, but we're going to believe God that you will discover the gift and employ it. It will be activated. For those of you that are watching, you can go ahead and sow your seed, because I'm about to sling oil here and I don't have time to be breaking it for the offering. You can go ahead and sow it at any time. And those of you in the sanctuary, I'm going to obey God and believe God will worry about the tithe and offering. Number three, I believe God is going to stir up your ability to endure hardness. Where you would quit, your spirit is going to kick in and let you go a little further. Thank you, Lord. You can do this. I preached a message years ago called "You Can Make It." It was popular. You can make it! The whole message. You can... You can, I know you want to quit, but you can make it. I was screaming up here for an hour. You can make, you don't you quit. I want to do it today, but y'all can't handle it. You can make it. You can finish this race. Don't you quit. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your neighbor and say, you can make it. Yeah, you can make it. If you can endure, you can make. Thank you, Jesus. You can make. You can make. God is about to stir up number four. Number four, your faith. and your ability to activate. Faith is belief, but faith without works is dead. It's going to be stirred today. Faith and activation. Number five, God is going to stir up wisdom and curious arts. He's going to stir up wisdom and curious arts. It's in you, but it's dormant. Let that settle in. For you that are watching, this is your gift too. God wants to stir up your wisdom, the wisdom that he gave you, and curious arts, witty inventions. Some of you are way too relaxed when you should be dealing with business deals. You're waiting on something, but God is going to activate that so you can step out. Thank you, Lord. There's business right around you, and you're not stepping into it. But he's going to activate the wisdom and the curious arts, the witty inventions, or the ability to deal with things and not wait another 6 months. You're going to miss the moment if you wait. This service is to push you into another. There are people that are getting $10,000 gifts unexpectedly and more. Now let me help you. I shouldn't have to say this, but when he bless you, you ought to bless the church. And I'm just going to leave it that way. Here's number six. He's going to bless and stir up productivity. Productivity is going to another level. You will be productive. Glory to God. Say it with me, I am productive. Say it again, I am productive. Number one. Number two, say, I am wise. I possess curious arts. Glory to God. Say, I have faith. I will activate faith. Glory to God. Say, I can endure hardness. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I have spiritual capacity and spiritual gifts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say it with me, I have a strong mind. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the laying on, the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. By the laying on of hands, fear will be pushed out of you. Fear is going away. I break fear in Jesus' name. In this ministry, in the lives of every person in the body, here's the text. God does not operate in fear. God operates in faith, not in fear. If that spirit is dictating anything to you, it is not godly. It is demonic. And you're going to see a difference. Fear should not drive you to do nothing. Only faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The New Living Translation of 2 Timothy, I just read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, but look at verse 5 through 7. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I know that thou or the same faith continues strong in you. Many of us are situational. God wants us to think generational. It's instead of praying about the situation that you're in, you got to see legacy, generation. Paul is about to stir up the gift in Timothy, but he said, I saw it first. I saw it first in your grandmother and then in your mother. Now I see it in you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Capacity, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-1608. That's reference number 2307-1608.
All middle and high schoolers are invited to a Full Sail University Career Day, sponsored by the Career and College Prep Ministry. Join us in the Fellowship Hall on Saturday, July 22nd at 9 a.m. to discover careers and opportunities from the world of entertainment, media, and emerging technologies. Contact Michael Pittman at career.college@truthrevealed.org to sign up.
Ladies, it's time to sport your favorite Awakened t-shirt and join Pastor Sabrina for experiencing the Holy Spirit at the regularly scheduled Awakened Women Fellowship on Saturday, July 22nd at 9 a.m. A continental breakfast will be available, so gather with us and remember to bring a donation in support of our back-to-school supply drive.
Hey, Thrive Teens. Join us on Saturday, July 22nd from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Connect Park in Palm Bay for our field day. This is a perfect opportunity to invite your friends to come thrive with us in healthy competitions like basketball and kickball. Register today on the Truth Reveal app. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.